Cons: London, airport knifeman, shooting, stabbings among seven major incidents in one day of Trump's visit. By Jack Montgomery on June 6, 2019. The first day of U.S. President Donald Trump's trip to Sadiq Khan's London was marked by seven major incidents, including a shooting, multiple stabbings, and a knifeman roving through Gatwick Airport. President Trump and Mayor Khan waged a war of words throughout the state visit, with the Labour politician branding the president a far-right figure reminiscent of a 20th-century fascist, a particularly provocative insult. As the American leader was in the United Kingdom to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, in which American, British, and Canadian servicemen went into battle together against European fascism, and the president firing back that Khan was a stone-cold loser who had done a terrible job on crime. In an interview with Good Morning Britain later on in his trip, the president observed that in London you have stabbings all over. Everybody is being stabbed. His observation was not entirely unjustified, with My London reporting three stabbings among seven major incidents on day one of his trip. Probably the most serious of these stabbings took place in Croydon, where a 24-year-old male staggered into a petrol station and pleaded with the cashier to call 999, the British Emergency Services numbers, after being stabbed multiple times. The cashier, while shaken, was not surprised by the incident, describing such events as common. Another stabbing near the London Underground station servicing Finsbury Park, home to the notorious Finsbury Park Mosque, saw a man in his 30s stabbed in the leg and taken to an East London hospital where his injuries were assessed as not life-threatening or life-changing, according to a police spokesman. Still another incident in Uxbridge saw a man in his 40s being shot at a residential address, an increasingly common occurrence, despite the United Kingdom's draconian restrictions on gun ownership, including a near-total ban on handguns. One resident of the neighborhood said they felt like a prisoner in their own home following the shooting, and that the area has become plagued by crime. "My kids can't even attend school for safety reasons," they said. "We've been prisoners in our own home. We are all terrified." Perhaps the most dramatic of the seven major incidents which were related to crime involved a knifeman roving Gatwick Airport, although it was thankfully brought to a close without bloodshed by police officers armed with tasers. "The first thing I noticed was the baggage handler's leg it in," said one passenger of the call for the terminal to be cleared. "There was a mad rush. We are a bit shaken up. It was very much a close call," he said. Apparently he was one door away from entering baggage claim. "I'd say there were about 100 to 150 people in there. There were lots of children about," he recalled. Police say they do not currently believe the incident was terror-related. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.